This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll and China's and a coronavirus has actually risen significantly. Thailand authorities now say that the death toll has risen to 29 after a soldier, angry over a property deal, started a shooting rampage there. And northeastern Thailand before being shot dead on Sunday morning. The World Health Organization is reporting that progress is in fact being made as a result of combating the Ebola epidemic. In the latest Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo report, the number of reported cases stands at 3,429 and the mortality rate of about 66%. Parasite has won the Best Picture Oscar, becoming the first foreign language film to take home the biggest honor in the film. Bong Joon-ho's class satire has also won for Best Director, Best International Film, as well as Best Screenplay. The film has been one of the season's darlings, despite failing to garner any Academy Award nominations for its cast. Bong's creating his tale of a grifter family that insinuates itself into the lives of a wealthy family and has been widely recognized. All of the acting winners were Brad Pitt, Renee Zellweger, Joaquin Phoenix, and Laura Dern. All of those went on as expected. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. And again, the death toll from China's coronavirus outbreak rising. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The death toll on mainland China from the coronavirus outbreak has now passed 900. China's National Health Commission reported another 97 deaths on Sunday, along with 3,062 new cases, coming after a drop in the number of reported cases on Saturday, and that was the first drop in more than a week. Meanwhile, Britain confirmed its fourth case of coronavirus and Spain its second, with both cases acquired by people who had recently made trips to France. Millions of people remain under lockdown in Hubei, the landlocked province at the center of the coronavirus outbreak, where residents are complaining of food shortages. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The authorities in Thailand said the death toll rose to 29 people after a soldier, angry over a property deal, started a shooting rampage in northeastern Thailand. Reuters' David Doyle.
Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said on Sunday that the soldier, named as Jakrapan Toma, was angry over a house deal involving a relative of his commanding officer. That officer was killed by Jakrapan, officials said, before he stole a Humvee, assault weapon and ammunition, and drove to a shopping mall in the northeastern city of Nakhon Ratchasima. During a 12-hour standoff, hundreds of shoppers fled the mall as the police and army launched several rescues. Hours before he began shooting on Saturday, Jakrapan posted on Facebook denouncing greedy people. He continued to post written updates during the attack until Facebook shut down his account. The army said Jakrapant was a sharp shooter who had taken many special courses, including on planned ambushes.
Reuters' David Doyle. World Health Organization says that progress is being made combating the Ebola epidemic in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The number of reported cases now stands at 3,429, a mortality rate of about 66%. VOA's Lisa Schlein.
The global fixation on the evolution of the novel coronavirus has knocked the DRC's Ebola epidemic out of the media spotlight. However, health officials working in the shadows have been making steady progress in slowing the transmission of this deadly virus. WHO's Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti, tells VOA the situation in the country is very different now than it was a few months ago. This Ebola outbreak has been going on since August 2018. It is the 10th to hit the DRC since 1976 and the second largest ever recorded after the 2014 Ebola epidemic in West Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.